Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 February 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us, and I do mean it with all my heart. I truly do. A little bit of sad news tonight I want to share for those of you out there who may know who the program, The Mighty Divided Kingdom, you probably know who I'm talking about, with Lou and Caverly and his wife. I'm trying to remember her name. I top of my head, mine's going to blank. Sorry about that. But, and that is so sad because they have been a team for a long time. And I really hate to hear that. But Elizabeth Caverly passed away this past Sunday. Divided Kingdom. So I don't know what Lou's going to do. I know he's lost his helpmate for many years, and they always did a program speaking their hearts and minds. So keep the family in prayer, please. I know for sure Elizabeth is in a better place. Now the family's got to go through the part of Missler until they leave. So keep that in prayer, please. Before we get into with our guest tonight, I'll make mention again that we're going to be going to, Lord willing, to Wisconsin on April 3rd and 4th to be in, April 4th and 5th to be in a conference up there with some other great speakers. Matter of fact, I don't know why they invited me. When I look at these speaker list, I wonder why they didn't take time to talk to me, but they got people coming like Dr. Ted Brower, Pastor Matt Truella, Coach Dave, Don Wolf, Scott Triera, Dr. Mike Spalding, and Pastor Art Pulaski is going to be there. In Wisconsin on April 4th and 5th. And you can call for information on how to get there and get tickets to be there by calling 715-486-8066. That's 715-486-8066. Call up, get reservations, try to join us if you can. In Wisconsin, I think it's going to be a wonderful time. I truly do. I haven't been there since I was up there years ago doing Joan Vion's funeral for her. And she was a powerful, sweet little lady also and an excellent spokesperson for getting the truth out of what's going on. But come and join us. Listen to some good speakers. You can include me if you want to, but I'm just showing up there because I was invited. I'll do the best I can to glorify God's all I can do. So come and join us. Call that number again. 715-486-8066, and find out the details, okay, and place to stay and everything else. And don't forget the specials we're offering for the month on the four flags. Folks, people are starting to purchase them now because I think they're important. The most important flag we offer you are a 3x5 Christian flag. If you're a Christian, you should fly that flag somewhere on your property. Hey, let's face it. The rainbow people, the sexual perverts and deviants, don't mind flying their flag. They're proud of it. Why can't we fly the Christian flag? Let them know where we stand. The Christian flag, we always call it the colonial flag. It's been called by a different name, but it's the 13-star flag, the original flag that was made for the Union, and also the Confederate battle flag, which is a Christian flag also, the St. Andrew's Cross, and the Don't Tread on Me flag, the Gaston flag. All four of those for $34.95. Now, believe me, that is a steal. That's a real good buy. I was blessed to get a few of them on sale. So all of them are available for $34.95. They include shipping. And the article that I would recommend very highly, if you want to know the backdrop of how evil and corrupt our government can be, our leaders can be, the truth about what happened in Pearl Harbor. Now, I know it's before our time. Most of us weren't alive when that happened. But to know what happened behind the scenes and how we were tricked in World War II, that Pearl Harbor was planned, our leaders knew about it. If you once you read that and see the facts behind it, you're also going to understand why Vietnam was another hoax, why the Korean War was a hoax, why World War I was a hoax, and how we got involved in it. Folks, the American people themselves are not necessarily bad people, but the leaders become corrupt. And they lead the people into all manner of ways and use them as cannon fodder to fight their wars for profit and gain and power and control. That 29-page report is $10. Again, that includes shipping. So I think you may want to look into that. You can call the office tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And talk to Faith and order what you want, whether it's materials they just offered, other products like Strauss products, or vitamin toothpaste or whatever, please call. And also a report on Dylan. My grandson Dylan got home on Thursday. Now, he's not out of the woods by any means. The insurance just wouldn't pay more for him being in the hospital, so his daddy and mommy's taking care of him. Have to work with him about 4 hours a day total. For wound change and dressing, physical therapy, and other things you have to do in order to take care of the wounds. But he is home. Praise God that he's able to go home. And my brother Dick is also doing much better. Not well yet, but better. Thank you all for all your prayers for those two individuals. And for your prayers, everybody else that we ask for on this program, thank you all so much for being prayer warriors and asking in faith and believing that people can receive your blessings. But again, do remember Luke Caverly and the family, because his wife went on to meet the Lord, and when she served for so many years in the divided kingdom. Now, our guest tonight is a lady that I've known now for many, many years, further back than she wants to admit, I do believe. If it went by her number, she was about 8 years old when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're going to talk to Melody Cederstrom. Melody Cederstrom is the owner of Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to discuss that perhaps. But there's so much talk about, so much happening. And Melody keeps on top of things also because, folks, it affects all of us. My goodness, it affects all of us. And I still am absolutely amazed how shortages can be manufactured and caused by people that say they're doing it for our own good, and we buy into it. Back during COVID, you couldn't find toilet paper. Everybody panicked, couldn't find toilet paper. And now they're running out of eggs because they're slaughtering about 150 million chickens because of bird flu. They're slaughtering turkeys. Now they're slaughtering cattle. Now they're killing cats. They call the cop bird flu. And the people of America always just say, yes, sir, master, shut up and follow the rules. As a whole, that's what we do. We've done it for so long, we're not used to questioning authority. We're used to obeying authority. So here we go again into another man-made scenario that who knows what it could lead to as far as more control more takedown of our freedoms? Who knows? But folks, it's for real, and it's happening as we speak. Melody Seastrom, welcome to the next program. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you. It sounds like you're a little under the weather.
I've got about 10 days ago, a little longer, I went to urgent care and found out I had bronchitis, and it's clearing up. But sometimes I still get a tickle on my chest and I want to cough. Even though I'm stuck on a cough drop, it doesn't always seem to help it. But I am getting better. At least I don't feel like I don't feel like dying now. At least I feel like I'm getting better. So,
well, I'm glad you're getting better. That's tough to get over. It is.
As far as I know, it's the first time I've had it in my life, so it is rough.
Oh, I remember I've had, not to share my ills, and I remember it's awful because I remember one time, because when I was coughing, I couldn't breathe. I ended up driving myself to the ER, you know, in the middle of the night. It was 3 o'clock. So you take care of it. You don't take anything for, you know.
Well, it seems odd when you walk across the room, you're breathing like you ran a mile,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's kind of scary because you can't get your breath. You can't get a deep breath, right. But that's just part of it. I don't know they ever had for my life that I know of, so I can't really complain, but I am getting better. Thank God for that. But when you're doing live radio, if you're going to cough, it's going to be while you're on live radio.
Absolutely. That's what it's designed for.
Yes. That's a written rule. That's all there is to it. But for the new listeners, I know we have new listeners all the time, picking up new networks, and I'm just so thankful for that. But tell the folks who Melody Seastrom is and what you've done in 39 years of your life and how you got into what you're doing now.
Well, you know, I really don't have a very exciting life. You know, it was, company's been open since 1995. So it's 30 years. Actually, 30 years this month. We opened up in February of 1995. And it really is incredible how 30 years, how fast those years go by. And we certainly do appreciate everyone who supported Discount Gold and Silver Trading all those years. Because what folks don't realize is when they support Discount Gold and Silver, we also support other programs to help bring education. And it's just not any program that I support thinking that I'm going to get the best leads and you know, make the most from those programs. No, I support programs that really do have a purpose and are very important for everyone that I think, you know, it would... that they bring something special. And there's a lot of programs out there, but only few are truly special. And I think this one with Butch is very special.
Well, thank you.
So, and some of the other ones I also think are very, very important. So when you purchase from Discount Gold and Silver, those funds, a lot of them, not all of them, because I got bills to pay. A lot of those funds, though, do go to these other programs. So we do thank you. So you are a very big part of keeping these programs going and so forth. And, you know, I was looking at gold right before we came. Markets were closed today because it was President's Day. Our office was closed. I was in the office, but officially we were closed. Banks were closed. But gold in the aftermarket tonight is up another $10, and we're back up over $2,910. Little pressure on silver and the rest of the metals, the precious metals. But gold, hey, you know, there's a little bit of easing on the U.S. dollar, and mainly, I guess, the various tariffs and so forth. But another good day in gold. So keep that up. And the paper markets, they're all positive, of course. And it's just truly amazing. Yeah. Sometimes I feel, Butch, I wish I could say something else other than truly amazing of these paper markets, because they just, it doesn't seem to matter what is going on across this country. The little bit of chaos that we have in D.C., the markets just don't seem to matter. So to me, it just goes to show you how rigged they are. And so in the aftermarket, you got the Dow up 60 plus points, and all the other ones are green also. Oil is up, still above 70. and hasn't come down that much. And the 10-year yield is 4.50. So that's also a little higher. So, yes, it is a difficult time. I think all eyes are trying to see what's going to be going on between Ukraine and Russia, Butch. And
yes,
but and it's what's fascinating. It'll be interesting to see if they truly, I don't know how they can make some sort of agreement without Zelensky. I mean, unless they just remove him. And then it will be the first time, Butch, I think I've seen or knew in modern times anyway, where our government, I mean, we have seen regime changes time and time again, but this is one where someone else has done the dirty work, so to speak. I don't know. It's interesting. For lack of a, I'm stunned at what's going on, and the paper markets just continue to just shrug everything off. And again, it just goes to show you how much money is floating around in these markets. You know, when you have these hedge funds and so forth, how well they can. And again, hey, if they're controlling a lot of the computers, and I've said for 30 years, they're just in there, somebody sitting behind a machine and putting in figures on a computer.
That's true. That's very true. And, you know, we've been together doing radio shows now for next month, makes me 32 years. We've been doing a lot of these things together for such a long time. And we're watching the same old, but at different levels. More confusion, more frustration, more hatred, more division. We're watching the dollar actually drop in value. I mean, Melody, in the last 32 years, I never figured it out, but how much a dollar has dropped in value is probably would be hard to believe. What I could buy 32 years ago, when I could buy 12 loaves of bread for $1, and that's a true story, 12 lunch cakes for $1, what they called second day or second whatever, where there's stores that sell them, because it was day-old bread to call it. We do that. The gallon of milk was 48 cents, gas was 20-some cents. So how much has a dollar dropped since in the last 32 years? I think 50 years ago when I first got married. But 32 years ago, I mean, you were still buying 5 loaves of bread for a buck. How much has a dollar dropped in value when gas back in was like 50 cents a gallon compared to the day? How much the gas didn't, we didn't run out of gasoline, we didn't run out of oil, we didn't run out of bread, but the dollar's lost value. And every time a dollar loses value, it takes time, but the precious metals go up in value. Because the dollar is no longer desirable, and people are buying precious metals. And, of course, part of that also, Melody, is inflation, because it takes more dollars to buy an ounce of gold than did 50 years ago. Obviously, the dollar is worth less. But you stop and think, if you buy an ounce of gold 10 years ago, you probably paid 200-some bucks for it. If I'm wrong, correct me.
But now we're talking about 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about almost $3,000 an ounce. It went up over $2,900 last week. So we're talking about, we're picking on $3,000 an ounce. If I would have had the money and enough sense, somebody told me a long time ago, that if I bought more of that, I could squeeze more money out to do that. That would have been a huge nest egg now, wouldn't it?
You know, it certainly would be. I mean, what's interesting is that for 2024, the total global gold demand reached a record-breaking 4,900 plus tons, and it surpassed the previous year by a whole percent. That's a lot.
It is.
And the spike has been valued at about $382 billion. And who was the main driver behind all this? Central banks. Well, they added over 1,000 tons of gold to their reserves for the third consecutive year. And if you look between 2010 and 2021, the central banks increased their gold holdings by an average of 473 tons per year. How many of you listeners out there have increased your gold or silver holdings in the past year? These banks know what's going on. They're not stupid. they're positioning themselves because they see the writing on the wall. And, you know, there's various ways in which they've been positioning themselves over the years. And, you know, and gold is one. And so that's huge. At of all places, Poland, they added 90 tons to its reserve. Turkey, India, China, they're the ones that are usually in the news because they purchase so much more, and they view gold as a sign of wealth. And so, yeah, it's a huge deal. And I think that's what's really behind a big part of pushing the gold prices to the level that they are. And but then when you look to the U.S. and the Europe, it just goes to show you demand has slumped. It has slumped, signaling Western investors' tepid interest in gold despite its record-setting performance. You know, usually, you know, they always say, Butch, two things push markets, fear and greed. We've got neither. There's no fear out there. There's no greed. I'm glad there's no fear. You know, usually the fear will creep in. When you see, the fear-driven markets, when you see the stock market crash and, you know, the Dow's going down and all the other numbers are going down 20, 10, 20, 30%, and then you'll get fear in there. And that's not nice. But usually greed, when something is moving, to which the gold is going, usually people will get into it. So are people that broke? There just isn't the disposable income.
Well, you know, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think that could be a big part of it. For sure.
Well, they're scared, too. Now they're scared because, you know, yes, they might not have the disposable income, but now you also have financial planners that are putting paper gold into their retirement accounts. You're having that done. And so, yeah, it's a combination of everything. And people are seeing other people losing their jobs. And I shared this on other programs, spoke to a woman. She's retired, but her son and daughter are concerned about losing their jobs. So she's cutting back vacations. She's cutting back travel. She's cutting back all these other things that she enjoyed as being a retired person because she's worried about her children. She doesn't want them to lose their home because they got laid off and they don't have jobs. That is the domino effect that I think we're seeing coming from what's happening in Washington, D.C. And you know what, Butch? It's great to see government begin to take notice on the frivolous payments to various places around the world. But I don't think we should rejoice. People are losing their jobs. They are losing their incomes. They are losing. And the thing of it is, that's not what's going to make our government smaller. That is not cleaning the swamp. That is not draining the swamp. The swamp are those politicians sitting up there, all the lobbyists that continue to see them to get all of their little agendas accomplished. That's the swamp.
Well, you're right. And they want to cut. Why don't the politicians pay 10% across the board? From starting president right on down, cut to pay 10%. That'd be now. Hey, are they not willing to sacrifice 10%? They're making millions of dollars on the side anyway. And you're right. I'm all for reducing the government size, federal, state, and local. I'm all for it. I truly am. I have no problem with that. But as you said, it's going to hurt for a while. But you know, you and I discussed this before. When they finally have to go to really get into cutting and doing what's right, it's going to really hurt. I don't think that it's going to happen to the point that has to be to fix anything. I hope I'm wrong on this, but I think this is a lot right now for show. And I may be proven
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely is.
Yes, for sure.
Have they canceled the Patriot Act? Have they canceled the NDAA?
No, they haven't.
Have they canceled any of these other big government passages of our freedoms being written off? No, they're not even talked about.
I agree.
You know, are they talking about campaign finance? No. Are they talking about term limits? No. That's what's going to clean this guy. What we're seeing, Butch, you're right. It's just, and we don't even know how much of it's going to stick. It's all done by executive orders. And our government should not be run by executive orders.
No. For me, the side.
None. No one. Side. Not present, past, or future.
But that's got to be the trend of the last several years. It started way back many years ago. But I'm seeing again, and I'm all for, believe me, I 15,000 IRA agents is going, I don't miss that dog because they were useless. We know that. But Biden put them in to harass the American people. I'm glad they're going. That part I don't mind at all. The rest of it, I don't know what it's all about, what's all for. Is it really jobs that are unneeded? We know it's a bloated bureaucracy. We know that for a fact. It's hugely a bloated bureaucracy. But you just can't cut off one time because, let's face it, Melody, we're nothing but a consumer country. That's we right. don't manufacture anything any longer. What are these folks going to do for a job now besides McDonald's? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm having a pity party for them now. I'm just saying, what difference going to make in the long run? Even if Trump's tariffs and that says tariffs idea is not a bad idea, but we don't have any infrastructure to build back on to bring back businesses here. We don't have any way to redo the steel industry. All of our infrastructure has all been taken down. We don't have a way to really come back into automobiles like we used to because most of the things you manufactured here, as far as parts or whatever, are now coming from overseas. It would take more than 4 years in office and high tariffs to turn this country around. Ross Perot warned us about this back in the 80s, 90s. This is going to be a big sucking sound. We're going to lose everything, and it happened. I saw it happen back in the 70s and 80s. And I know that this is not going to turn around through one man's term in office. It isn't going to do it.
The only way they can bring any true meaningful manufacturing back to this nation is they're going to have to ground more people into the dirt. So when these corporations come back, okay, we'll hire you. First, we'll have robotics technology, but for those that we need the minions for, but we're not going to give you health care. We're not going to do this, and we're going to pay you this salary. That's the only way we can compete globally.
Folks, we're back at the break. And if you have any questions, comments, the lines are open, folks. Really, they are 844-769-2944. Your opinions do matter. And sometimes your ideas are a lot better than what mine are, so please feel free to share. Or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is hear me what I'm saying, because you're sold and chill. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. The phone line's open at 844-769-2944. And I know y'all get tired of hearing me talk about what the Lord blessed me to give me wisdom with many years ago. And I started buying a few precious coins, precious metal coins. I'm so thankful, dude. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that I met some people in my life that told me these things. And Bob Chapman was one of them. A lot of you folks never knew who Bob Chapman was. He passed away several years ago, and Bob Chapman was one of the most intelligent men I ever talked to about finances, and he told the truth just like it was. Got to meet people like Melody Cedarstrom. Got to talk to him and started buying some things from her and selling things to her. And all I can say is it helped pay for a son's surgery, my young son's surgery many years ago. Melody bought the coins from me to do that with. I paid off my home and property 17 years early because I did that. And a few months ago, Melody knows I sent some coins in to pay for a used car. I made payments for a while. Melody, the bank told me I don't have any credit, and I don't. My credit score probably down to nothing, so I don't do credit. I don't like credit. If I do have a credit card for travel, sometimes I get room with it, but I pay it off before it's ever due. I don't like credit. Well, you need to build a credit line. I don't like credit. I made a few car payments, and they said you need to do this for at least a year. I think it lasted 4 months. Then I'll send you the coin and pay it off. You remember that, right?
I certainly do.
I just couldn't stand the idea of car payments. I know it's absurd. I don't know why it bugged me so much. It does in most people. But I hate the idea of having to send up money every month. I just don't like that idea. And sometimes you have no choice. I realize that. But God's blessed me with enough wisdom over the years to stay out of debt as much as possible. And I have. Unless I can pay cash as a go, I try not to do it because I don't want to be in debt. Debt is actually kind of sinful if you can help it. It truly is. That's why I had the year of Jubilee in the Bible. There were 50 years debts were forgiven, so people had their own land back and their own property back that they had to hawk, perhaps, to keep the head above water. So these are things, folks, that we need to think about for the future. I'm not talking about maybe if you're thinking about retirement 30, 40 years from now, that's all well and good. But for right now, if you can do things, and I understand how tight finances are, everything is going up and up and up and up. I don't care what's automobile prices, house prices, interest on the home prices, insurances, food, everything's going through the roof. I know that. If you have any discretionary income at all, don't put it in the bank and savings account and draw 1.5%, whatever it is now. Put it in something that's going to grow in value, that's tangible, that you can get your hands on. It's in your own home, that you can sell if you want to. You can swap if you want to. Something that's of value that will hold value. Again, I say it over and over again, folks, if the dollar goes to nothing and gold drops down to $20 an ounce, it's still worth more than a dollar. And it's a tangible asset. But gold has went up to almost $300 an ounce. It went $3,000 an ounce at one time. So this is our things to think about. And silver is in the 30s. I think it'll break out to 50, in my opinion, in the next few months. These are things that I've watched happen since I've been doing this in 25, 30 years worth now. So I'm not a rookie at it. But anyway, let's go and go to the phone line. We'll get calls coming in. What do you say?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
All right, let's talk to Mary Jane in Kentucky. Mary Jane, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
I have supported Discount Gold and Silver through the years, and it's a great company to do business with, and Melanie's a great person. I read that they've given all of our Social Security to the Nazis over in the Ukraine. And I believe that this dollar deflation is what they did to Germany. And I think the plan is to just keep printing till our dollar's worthless like Germany. And right now, you can't find a place to live if you aren't low income and on welfare. Gary Call wrote a book, and I read it about 38 years ago. It's the Masons on the Supreme Court that took prayer out of school. It's the Illuminati. They're the mafia. It's the Nazis. Jerome Corsica wrote a book about Hitler taking shiploads of Nazis to South America and the North Pole. And they took him to court and bankrupted him for writing the book. And it's the cabal. The satanic Jews that run Israel. John Terrell has a teaching about deception in the end time. It's a podcast. John Terrell has a lot of teaching about the cabal. If you follow Catherine Austin Fitz, she says to use cash, and she is pretty smart about the government and money. And she said that people should get involved in their local government. I saw the tribulation coming, and I worked 6 days a week and my vacations. I married a pastor, and he threw me out after 4 months and took me for about $50,000. I got pink slipped by the police for talking about the mafia. And I put in the psychiatric ward twice, and my sister put me in the psychiatric ward once. Her son had 2 strip bars, and I was talking too close to home. The Lord's good, and I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to keep serving the Lord, and he's all I got, but the Lord is good.
Amen. Thank you, Mary Jane, for the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the nice thing. God bless you. And you just keep on doing what you're doing.
And she obviously likes you. She really does. But all you folks speaking, she mentioned Catherine Fibbs. I want you to know that Catherine Albrick will be on our broadcast next Tuesday on the 25th, I believe it is. She called that day. She's back on the radio again. She wanted to join me on the broadcast. The 25th, Catherine Albrick. If you may not know who she is, been on the radio several years, but if you know who I'm talking about, you look forward to a good interview with Catherine Albrecht. So, but thanks for calling, Mary Jane. And thanks, everybody. Know that Melanie Seustrom is an upright lady. She truly, truly is, folks. You can trust her completely. Let's go to California and talk to Dixon. Dixon, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. How are you? And hey, Melanie.
I'm fine.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to throw my 2 cents worth in there. I just think, you know, the government has been so corrupt, and they are so corrupt now. You know, we just have to eliminate a lot of these agencies, like you're saying, you know, the Patriot Act and the FBI and the CIA and the DARPA, and you know, they're all just there to totally work against us and to undercut us in every way they can. And if we don't get rid of these areas of the government that are doing this, you know, like the IRS should be eliminated, and they should just have a value-added tax, for an example. You know, if we don't do that, we're not going to get anywhere. They're just going to keep plumbing on us from every angle, I think.
Well, I agree. The IRS should never been in existence in the first place. You're right. It should be done away with. We should have maybe a nice little sales tax, something simple and that's fair for everybody. I agree.
Yeah,
but none of that can happen. None of that can happen because we're $36 trillion in debt. They have to default on that debt.
No, we're really,
and that's what's going to happen.
We're really not. We're not in any debt. You know, this thing that Musk turned over, this AID or whatever it is. You know, they've been taking $520 billion a year. Right out of the economy with this AID, and it's going up in smoke into nowhere. Well, just add that up for the last 40 years, and there's your whole deficit right there.
Oh, I agree.
I do too, but that doesn't take away with what we owe.
If they cut that out, start
we don't
paying
owe it
that
to
back,
anybody.
Pay
it's
down
owed
pretty
to
quickly,
the, to the, to
I don't
the
see
bankers.
It happening, but yeah.
It's not going to happen.
To the bankers that is supposedly the Federal Reserve. So they're going to have to eat it, and we're just going to have to make a new currency without them would be the way to solve that.
I'm afraid what we're going
to
have is a digital currency coming up pretty soon, and that's not going to be good, but it's coming. I see it coming. With AI, digital currency, everything else, we're heading down a fast road to the beast system, Dixon.
Yeah, I agree, Pastor Butch. I totally agree. And I'm wondering, well, what do we do with our money in the bank now, or where do we put it, and where can we put it? Well, nowhere, because nothing is safe. I don't know.
Well, the safest thing are tangible assets that you hold in your hand, like maybe some food, water filters.
Yeah, food.
These things you can bargain
gold
with.
And
even some hard assets like gold and silver. These are the least it's in your hands. Excuse me. And you can do with it as you please. You can sell it back to somebody or barter or whatever.
Yeah.
Anything that's in the bank on paper is worthless. It's just paper.
Yeah, no, I know. It isn't worthless, though. It was actually cash that you made and that you saved and everything. But once it goes to the bank or the credit union or wherever it goes, then it's, you know, it's their asset, supposedly. So, which
it is
just insane.
Is.
I mean.
And not only that,
so
but the cancer of inflation eats our cash up every day.
Yeah, well, or they can just take it right away from you and say that, well, we're going to give you a token to our bank. What? Why would I want that?
Yeah, that can happen. But again,
I think lots of times we're always looking for something that's, you know, a guarantee of things. And, you know, we get in these spots where we don't know what to do. And you're right, because they're going to, you know, they can change it so quick. And you know, there's so many, it happens so fast. But that's why I always go back to basics and fundamentals, because those are things that are true. And that's why when you're converting your paper dollars into real gold, there's never 100% guarantee, but what else is there? That's a better guarantee than almost anything else out there, because we know what the paper dollars are. We know what direction we're heading in. Even if they were able to pull everything out and make everything fine and dandy, it's going to change.
Well, paper always has changed, but that's why, you know, since the beginning, gold and silver, even biblical times, gold and silver was the medium of exchange that everybody used. That and durable goods, that's all there was to it. Dixon, some good points. Anything else you want to say?
No, I wanted to just throw that in there, and I really appreciate everything that you and Melody have done over all this time, you know, listening to your previous radio show and you know, you guys are just right on. And
thank
and so
you.
I really appreciate you a
thank
lot.
You,
thank you so much.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
First sweet call. All right, let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Melody. Pastor
Hi.
Butch, did I hear you say that Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly died?
Yes, sir, she did.
Boy, I remember listening to her on the shortwave years back when she went under the name Elizabeth Border.
Yes.
Quite a long time ago. The reason I called is, Melody, you're right. You know, I don't hear this president addressing the astronomical number of children being kidnapped for sex trafficking, which is not only done by illegals, but also by people high up in this country, right?
That's true.
I don't
That's
hear
true.
Him. I don't. Yes, I don't hear him addressing the weather warfare and modification. I don't hear him saying he's going to investigate that. I don't hear him say he's going to investigate the toxins that are being pumped in our air on top of us, which I think is causing all this coughing and lung problems lately with people. I honestly do. And I also don't hear him addressing the widespread surveillance of innocent American citizens. I don't hear him mentioning any of these things.
Very true. Very true.
I agree.
You know, I heard their teaching last week in the Bible study. You may have heard a chance. America's Trojan horse. That's what Trump is. He's doing some good things, at least in the minds of most people. But what is he not doing, and what's he doing behind the scenes that we don't like AI and digital income and more mRNA
exactly.
vaccines? What's he doing behind the scenes that nobody's seeing?
That's why I think, you know, all these things, even though they're good things he's doing, he's not covering the most basic core issues that affect us all very deeply, as I've mentioned and as Melody mentioned. And it raises up alarm bells for me.
Sure. It should for
because
everybody.
These are things that affect us all on a daily basis, and they're not being addressed. It's just like, I don't know. I think we're going to be surprised in a negative way in the long run. I really do, Pastor Butch. You're right.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. Mel, anything you want to add to that?
No, there's just something that's not right. There's just
right.
something, and we're being led down this path of that this is a great thing, we're changing, this is what we all wanted, and so forth. And it's they're in the meantime, they're becoming, you know, their wealth has doubled.
Melody, I have that intuition, too. I look deeper than most people do. And that's why, you know, they say to me, well, look what he's doing already. He's doing so much for us. But I like to tell them, this is what, wait a minute, how come he's not touching these things that I've mentioned? These are important, very important things. Now, I'm not saying he could solve them, but he's not even mentioning he's going to investigate them. And that's what troubles me.
It's noise. It's what it
yeah.
is, because there's
yeah.
something bigger in the background. It's just noise.
That's
what
I
feel,
too.
It should trouble all of us,
Musk is only going to be there for 3 months. You know, that's supposedly his length of time. And so,
yeah.
And we haven't heard from any Republicans. We haven't heard from Congress. We haven't heard from, you know, basically anyone. So what is actually going to stick? So I heard the number $100 billion. What's $100 billion? That's chump change.
Yeah, $36 billion and $1 trillion in debt, right?
And when you add in the budget office, how many years ago said when you include all of our future debts, you're looking at $200 trillion. That was 20 years ago, 15 years
something
ago.
Something doesn't
maybe.
something doesn't sit right with me. I have a negative feeling. I've tried to shake it, but when I hear he doesn't address these things, it, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You can't talk to people about it neither, because they just don't want to listen.
They don't want to hear.
Starving for hope. They're starving for hope. Thank you now, yeah, folks.
They are. The grasping for straws. I think Chance is right, folks. I feel the same thing in my gut that we're being set up here for a lot of different things. I know a bigger war in the Middle East. I'm sure that's coming. And if we would go into Iran, I promise you Russia's going to follow in to help Iran. So don't, Melody, I think we're just, we're probably just, some people probably think we're totally off a rocker. But with all the things he's doing that I do agree with, there's lots of things he's not doing that, as Chance said, it should be done. And a lot of things he is doing behind the scenes that really are scary to me, and I should be everybody else if they knew what was happening. I don't know. Go ahead.
One thing I do watch is people always ask me, where do you get your news and so forth and whatnot? Well, I have my favorite sites that I go to but then I also do watch a lot of the mainstream media news. Not for the news, but it's interesting what you can learn, statements that you can hear. And yeah, I know it can be AI and all this kind of crap. I understand all that. I don't believe anything that I see on TV, trust me. But yet, you can pick up, you watch these interviews when President Trump is with other leaders and his statements and his interactions with Netanyahu and all these other things. And to me, that's frightening. The tone, the mannerisms, is it an act? I don't know. I kind of hope it is. Because if it isn't, it is frightening. Most people don't do what I do and follow what a lot of people do. You do, and certainly the listeners that called in tonight do. But I'm talking about the general populace out there. They don't see this. The ones that are just rooting, and it doesn't give me confidence and trust in what is going on, and it's more frightening than.
Well, in the scenario that I taught last weekend on the America's Trojan Horse, I mentioned the good cop, bad cop scenario. You know what I'm talking about. I've seen this happen in many, many years in politics. I remember back in the 80s, we went through what I considered really bums for president, that I knew Ronald Reagan was going to fix it all. I was a Reagan fan. I was going to back Reagan, and I did. And he's going to fix it. And Newt Gingrich was going to help him fix it. And going on from there, I seen this good cop, bad cop. We saw Clinton. Then we had Bush come in. He's going to save us, senior and junior. You know. Then we had Obama. Now, Trump's. It's good cop, bad cop all the way. When behind the scenes, maybe there's some difference in them, but basically they're all working for the same people. Maybe Trump doesn't appear to be as tied down to things, but Trump is certainly tied down to the cabal, if you will, of the so-called Zionist movement big time. He owes them big time. He knows he does. These things are happening whether we like it or not, Mel. We can deny. We can hope against hope. We can grasp the straws and keep hoping they're going to hold. When you slide down the cliff, I guess that's all you can hold on to, is where you can get your hands on. And people are in a position now where they know if something doesn't change, it's not going to last much longer. And I think they're grasping at every straw they can, hoping that something's going to slow it down. Do you see it that way?
Perhaps, yes. We want change. It's hope. And why are we so restless? We're restless because our dollars are buying less. We don't have decent jobs out there. It's so frustrating. Everything we try to do, we got to go through, we try to pay a simple bill or get some information from somebody on a telephone, and it takes you 3 hours just to get a hold of somebody, and that's if you're lucky.
They don't speak English. I can't understand them. Go ahead.
Life is stressful. And I think sometimes we've looked out thinking that something can be done. And we've seen our values and our we've seen what we believe as Christians. We've seen that erode, and you know, and what else? We look to those people that we elect to make a difference, but they don't.
We've done that far too long. And we haven't given out your phone number one time, Mel. I mean, my goodness. Tell people they can get a hold of you.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And y'all can email me, too, at discountgoldandsilver. That's discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. And I just want to remind everybody, be careful out there, because all of the different programs are coming out with various grams and bars and silly things. They're more novelties than truly if you're looking to preserve and convert your funds into real money.
Okay. And folks, I promise you, if you call and talk to Melody, she'll answer your questions. She really will take time to answer your question. There's no such thing as a silly question. And Melody, what are Silver Eagles going for now, roughly?
Oh, they're running up $38.
$38.
They're usually a little over $5 over spot, maybe a little over $5.
And 1 ounce gold coin?
Oh, they're way over $3,100.
Wow. Folks, I mean, really and truly, call up and talk to her and see what they can do. She can do to help you. Whether you got $1,000, $10,000, whatever it is, call and ask what you can do to get something in your hand that's tangible. That's not going to rot away in your hand. You may be able to barter with it one day, whatever, because the paper is dropping in value every day. If your retirement's all in paper, it may look like it's doing well for the markets are booming, things going just fine. But that can happen, change overnight. Inflation itself is eating a big chunk of it. So the number to call is 800-375-4188. Now, if you listen to this broadcast right now on shortwave, 17540, you listen to it because Melody's sister is paying for the hour. I want you to know that. One for her, we would not be here. Melody, we're about out of time tonight. Anything you want to say in closing?
Nope. Just want folks to be careful out there. And if there's anything that we can do to help, give me a call.
It's always a pleasure, Melody. Always enjoy. I do miss our daily program together. I really do. I miss that. But understand too.
Well, you're going to have to tell the listeners that we're trying to get a live one together at least one day a week.
Yes, one day a week. Yes,
at least one day a week. So we haven't worked out all the details yet, but
all righty, Melody. Talk to you soon, folks. We love you.
Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all have a wonderful day tomorrow. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.